Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Like flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 5 January 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up our guest in a few minutes. We'll bring up Stan Deo. We'll discuss a lot of things. Stan is a walking encyclopedia of what's going on in the country. And going on with the world, with all matter of natural phenomena. We're going to discuss that in a little bit. Of course, right now, a lot of people's eyes are on what's happening in Georgia. And as Stan just told me, the Democrats are currently ahead in Georgia. And, of course, tomorrow with the match in D.C. and time for the final votes to be counted, we'll see what happens then. But in the meantime, don't forget, folks, we're offering still. Thank the Lord for this. It's a blessing to a lot of people. The two-for-one deal on REM Sleep and Tranquil. You get two REM Sleep or two Tranquil or one of each for $28.95. That does include shipping. That is absolutely the best deal I've ever seen in these products ever. And they're available through the end of January. As long as we have some in stock here, and we do right now. Thank goodness for our supplier got us back stocked up about a month or so ago. We were out of it. But we're blessed to have them back. So if you want to, you just give us a call at 800-777-4403. You can use a credit card, debit card, or just ask Lisa for address and mail it a check, whatever you want to do. We'll get it right out to you. And also, the Mask to the Mark teaching I did this past weekend, a Bible study. A two-hour teaching, actually a little bit over 2 hours. I cannot emphasize enough to you how important a lesson that was. Not because I did it. I'm only a mouthpiece because the Holy Spirit gave it to me out of the Word of God, and I brought it forth. From the Mask to the Mark. It's a two-hour-long DVD or CD, $10 donation. I'm asking for that so we can get it out to you. I hope and pray that you'll trust me on this one and get a copy of it. Make all the copies you want to and share them with your friends. And if you don't like it after you get it, say, Pastor, I didn't like it. I'll send you $10 back to you. That's how confident I am that this is needed to get in the hands of as many people as possible. We're being deceived right into total tyranny and slavery. Voluntarily, folks, we're going into it. Because of fear, they got us wearing a face diaper now. And I showed this during a teaching. You'll see it if you want to see it. I said also, and it was in this month's Minuteman magazine, when it was on the COVID hoax. You'll see a picture of slaves wearing masks and prisoners wearing masks, and then you'll see the Americans wearing masks. Volunteer slavery. Just like in Daniel chapter 15, or Exodus 15, where the manservant or maidservant would have their ear put up against the door, they would take an awl, A-U-L, and bore a hole in the ear to show that they were volunteering to be permanent slaves to the people that owned them. Folks, the mask is a mark of slavery. I'm telling the truth. Do with as you please. It's in a teaching from the mask to the mark. available for $10 if you want. All you do is ask for it, call us, say you want it, and write to us whatever you want to do. We got it here for you. Now, our guest tonight is Stan Deo. Stan and I go back several years, and he's been on the front line, right on the cutting edge of bringing forth so much information about the Earth, the Earth changes, and what's happening with the Earth. And right now, we've been so enveloped in the election fraud and the scandals there and the COVID mess and all this going on. We seem to have forgotten that the Earth is still going through changes. And the prophecy has been fulfilled in Matthew 24 about earthquakes and famines and different things all over the world. We've forgotten that. Our eyes have been blinded to these things because we're so wrapped up in ourselves and fear that we're not going to survive through this COVID hoax. So anyway, Stan, are you there?
Been through 5x5 there?
You're doing very well. I hear you very clear and very plainly. And it's good to have you, Stan. It's been a long time. How have you been?
Well, Since last year, I've gotten more depressed over the current situation in the country.
Yeah.
It's same old, same old. We've been expecting it for decades, haven't we, Butch?
Well, we have. Well, one thing about the depression here, as far as people being depressed, it's boosted my moonshine sales a lot. No,
yeah,
anyway, seriously.
I can believe that. I tell you what, there's no place, no hole to jump in, so.
It is. It's unbelievable what's happened. It really is. And we get into politics, but we know what's going on there, and we're watching it every day, and it's frustrating, aggravating. And no matter which one gets in, it's not going to change anything in the outcome. There's going to be civil unrest no matter what happens. We know that. Anyone with any common sense can see that. But you have put together a lot of study on what's going on in the world with the natural phenomena all over the world. Before we get into that, tell the people that are new listeners just who Stan Deo is.
Well, native Texan, spent 30 years in Australia, so now I hold dual citizenship between the two countries. My forte is in physics and science, and I research various things like where was Atlantis? Did it exist? And I did find it. And where was the Garden of Eden? I did find it. And I've written a book, The Cosmic Conspiracy, and another book, The Vindicator Scrolls. I'm working on the sequel to that, but I doubt we'll have time to finish that before things come unglued here in the society. I'm an old guy at 75, got 16 grandkids, 15 grandkids. How many grandkids have I got, Holly? 16? 17. I knew that.
You just tested anyway. Holly, weren't you? Just testing Holly, make sure she knew. Okay.
Yeah, right. That's I long for the days when we can sit on the front porch on a rocking chair and sit there and rock back and forth in the evening going, yep, uh-huh, and not have a worry in the world. But those days are a while off, I'm sure.
It's not going to happen, not for a while. Not till our Lord returns and brings back peace to this earth. It isn't going to happen, not with us here in our lifetime. But it's just a sad situation.
Yeah, as a kid, I used to do that with Grandpa and Grandma there in Central Texas in Valley Mills. And in the summertime, we'd have like watermelon and just, shoot the bull about the day, covering the remains of the day and stuff. And as a child, that was just a beautiful place to grow up in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I miss sitting on my grandpa. I would go back to the back pasture where they lived, and we'd hoe potatoes and pick tater bugs off taters. I don't know if you're done or not, but they used to pick them off. They didn't have chemicals on me. Picked them off. Put them in buckets of kerosene and kill them. Then we'd pick up tater bugs, and they'd come out with my grandma and my aunts, bring out a big, big homemade bread sandwiches and homemade root beer to drink ice cold. Oh, my gosh, those were the days.
It was probably good tasting root beer, real root beer, too.
Oh, it was. It was real root beer, and it was so good. She made homemade. I don't know how she did it. I just remember drinking, and I loved it. When it was just ice cold on a hot day, doing the work with my grandpa, that was wow. And those homemade bread. Smell the homemade bread coming out of the oven. If I don't make you want to, oh, gosh. Unbelievable.
Yeah, Holly cooks our bread, and it's nice on bread cooking days.
No doubt. Marcia, my wife, loves to make cornbread and biscuits, but she doesn't make much in the way of loaf bread. Grandma always made the loaf bread, and I won't get into that. That's a whole different topic, but my gosh, those are good days. Those were good days.
Yeah,
I mean, back in those days, I could tell a boy from a girl, and each one of them knew what they were.
There was no question, was there?
Well, no, there really was. I mean, they were happy to be what they were. It's amazing what's happened in our lifetime, Stan. It is.
The world is turned upside down. And look, when I was down in Australia until, in 2001 when I came back after being down there 30 years. I'd left America, you know, went on down there and came back up here, and it was like being in a foreign country. I didn't recognize even my hometown, their Dallas. It had all grown up and things were different and politics were different and all these, you know, medical rules and stuff about getting medical insurance. I didn't understand, still don't understand how that all works. But yeah, I just couldn't believe the changes in 30 years. It was just enormous.
Well, you and I'm 72 years old, not far behind you. Our nation's changed so much in our lifetime that would be unrecognizable. If we could bring the 50s up to the day and let the people see what happened to this country, they would probably want to go back into the grave. They couldn't stand it because they couldn't believe we let this nation get in this kind of shape. But we have. It's here. It's now. It's all there is to it. But the prophecy, our Savior and the prophets prophesied these days are going to happen. They did, folks. And you read it for yourself in Psalms 9:17, all nations that forget God are turned into hell. So we're seeing these things happen. There's no point in denying the prophecies happening before our very eyes. That the basis of the foundation of truth has been destroyed. It also tells us in the Psalms that if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We've seen the undermining of our foundations built on Jesus Christ, the rock of all foundations to be is Christ as a cornerstone. We've lost that. Our nation's in chaos. It's in confusion. It's in total turmoil. It's in strife and about ready to make the breakout. God help us in bloodshed. I hope it doesn't happen, but I see it happening very possibly. We're seeing a lot of things go fall apart now, but also the earth changes. And the prophecies that Christ himself gave us on the earth in the last days, rocking to and fro and earthquakes and pestilence and famines all over the world. We're seeing that. But, you know, Stan, with all the other things going on with the elections and the fraud and COVID, we've forgotten about the things that we talked about before that's actually happening every day. There are more earthquakes now than ever before in history, are there not?
Well, yes and no. It depends on which magnitude you're looking at. But the smaller earthquakes, you know, we've had quite a few of those, and they're now starting to happen in places that they didn't normally occur, you know, in strange places. I think that's because of changing pressures on the tectonic plates, you know, because the Earth is undergoing bombardment by various things from the sun, and this is putting stress on us, I mean, on the planet. And earthquakes are part of the whole change happening to the Earth at the moment. I don't know whether the radius or diameter of the Earth is shrinking or expanding, but even the length of the day is now, you know, 5/10 of a second shorter. So
yes,
because
yes.
of the Earth's spin. What we're going to see here is things I talked about with Art Bell in 1995. You know, that was last century, saying that we're going to see increases in violent weather, and we're going to see shifting of hot, cold areas and desert and dry, you know, and rainy areas. And we're seeing that now. And this is a lot due to the sun and cycles it's going through. It's now blowing off some, you know, magnetic filaments and coronal mass ejections way early in its current cycle. It shouldn't be doing this much now. And the number of sunspots is one thing. You know, that's what they measure sunspot cycles by, is how many sunspots you count. But when you have fewer number, it doesn't mean that the effect is any less than a lot of them, because we're seeing big clusters of sunspots that merge together and make a big hole up there. And when that happens, we're seeing some dramatic things being emitted from the sun. As I say, it's not the number, it's the surface area, you know, the area of those cells. And if you have a big one, then that's equivalent to a lot of small ones. And so we're not doing the normal right now. We're seeing accelerated areas, you know, coming from the sun. On my show images page that I do weekly, I have some, you know, graphs that were made for NASA and were made for NCAR and other places that monitor the sun. And right now, the forecast for sunspot numbers, right, shows that they're expecting about 2030 for the sunspot numbers to drop almost to the floor, definitely in 2060. And that will be as low as it was in 1600 or 1640 to 1650, which is called the Maunder minimum. During those times where they had low sunspot numbers, hence low surface area numbers of black holes up there or dark spots, it froze the Thames River in London so thick that for like maybe 10 years, the merchants could put their stalls out on the river, on the ice, without any fear of it cracking. It was just that cold. We're going to see the forecast is for that to happen again, starting in about 2030. And it may even be starting now, according to the graph they've got here. NASA predicts that this current cycle of sunspots, number 25 cycle, is going to be less and lower, you know, less sunspots, and so not a big deal. But I found out that, you know, NCAR, the National Center for Atmospheric Research here in Colorado, they've put out a report. I'll just read you what they've said here. This has come out today. A group of scientists led by prominent astrophysicist Scott McIntosh at the National Center for Atmospheric Research, NCAR, widely respected as a leading institution in atmospheric and related sciences, has predicted that a new solar cycle could be one of the strongest on record. That's the one we're talking about right now. It'll be the strongest on record, you know, strongest in 420 to 30 years.
Wow.
And this is in opposition to what NASA's saying about the sunspot number going down, but in essence, NASA could be forgiven if the number goes down, but there are more holes joining together, form bigger ones on the sun, then it skews the report. But, you know, in the last 2 days, we've had long magnetic filaments leap out of the surface on the kind of the lower right-hand corner of the sun as you look at it. I've got it on my show images page on the website. But the sun is doing what I thought it would do. And talking to Art Bell, I said, look, we're going to see increasing problems with our weather from the sun itself causing these extreme heats and extreme colds in various parts of the planet. And they're not going to be where they normally are. And because of this extreme heat and cold, it's going to generate electricity and air flows that are like super windstorms. You know, microbursts that could fall right out of a clear blue sky.
We're already seeing those. We're already seeing those. Have been for several years now. We're already seeing those.
Yeah. And so, you know, I was talking about this, as I say, you know, like, 25 years ago. So it's happening, and it's going to get worse. I'm going to say that we're going to see hurricanes go on land and not wear out, you know, or slow down as fast as they normally do. They're going to just cut huge destructive paths across the United States. And other places too, but the sun is about to do something extraordinary in this cycle. I'm seeing like a thinning of the sun surface that we see with our telescopes. I'm seeing thinness of it because the magnetic vortices underneath that are starting to break through and spread out in like almost like, you know, many times the cross sectional area of Earth. And when that happens, of course, all kinds of radiation flows out of there from the sun out into the whole system.
Well, what's causing that, Stan? What's causing that?
Well, now, in 1992, now I've talked to the physicists at the Solar Observatory in Arizona and other physicists and Air Force people that are monitoring it. And although they're not going to, you know, really beat the drum about this publicly, in 1992, two frequencies are like frequency ranges in the ultraviolet range appeared. And you say, well, okay, big deal. Well, we always thought, as scientists, that the sun was emitting certain frequencies of radiation, which told us that certain fusion reactions were taking place between, you know, iron and cobalt and all these kind of things. But when these two new frequencies in these ranges appeared, it puzzled everybody. What does that mean? So the first thing they did was, and I talked with one of the observers that was recording this, was to see where it was affecting us and if it was causing more cancers or this or that. And they said it's not really the kind that causes cancer, but it's causing the krill that, you know, that the whales eat up at the polar regions, the krill to multiply. They're feeding on it. And so they're heating up the ocean by their metabolism, strangely enough. You know, just things you wouldn't even think about. Well, now then, they've been finding more bursts of other frequencies occurring, which is worrying because that, you know, this isn't supposed to happen with the sun until it goes red giant or something, you know, billions of years from now, according to their counting system. But it is showing that the sun is about to undergo a change to its steady state. And I think what we might see, because the surface is thinning, is that it might somehow throw off the current thin shell of the sun, debris, boom, out into the solar system, and that accompanying that, there might be a burst of intense light. That's biblical. Again, they're saying it's going to be as bright as seven times. And the the side of the earth that's facing that will get cooked, I'm sure. It says it's going to burn trees and boil the seas in that area. But it's going to happen so fast and be so hot that it'll only destroy about a third of the surface, you know, as far as direct burning of trees and, you know, grass and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And that's when people will hide in caves to hide themselves from the face of the Lord, because that event will be, you know, just total destruction on that side of the planet. But it's going to happen quick. And so the other two thirds of the planet, as it rolls around, won't see direct bursts of that light. It'll just happen at that instant. But it will raise the temperature of the planet horrifically, averaging it out. And I'm sure we'll see junk, you know, blotting out the sunlight. I think was it Isaiah talking about it, or was it Ezekiel? Anyway, that the sun will have a cloud around it. And that cloud is going to be this debris that's thrown out. And it will pass through the system, past us and on out. But for a while, it will make starlight and stuff kind of hard to see. And it will definitely make the light reflected from the moon be in the reddish or blood kind of color. Now, this is something that does happen. And we've got evidence that the European Space Agency recorded 5-6 years ago, maybe longer. I've got it in my files here. But in the Monoceros star cluster, there was a star that did this. And they recorded over about a 6-month period the cloud of dust that just blew through that entire solar system or stellar system around that star. We've seen this happen already, so we know it can happen. Question is our sun at that point where it's going to do it? I'll say this, it is at a point where it's very unstable and we're going to see some unusual changes. Already, you know, we're seeing changes in the global temperature average, a shift of the average temperature of the planet on the surface, a shift of 2 degrees centigrade, either way, up or down, can cause either an ice age or a horrible, you know, like drought and, you know, hot period as bad as
that. And we're seeing that happen north already in some places.
Yeah.
It's already happening.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. This may be a silly question, but maybe it's just because I'm getting old. But there's certain times and certain days that I've been out in the sun, and it feels like the intensity of the sun has increased. Like it really has gotten hotter. Like you feel it burning your skin almost. Is that possible, or is that just my imagination?
No, it's not your imagination. What is happening is that two things are at play here. The sun is, of course, emitting the radiation, the new radiation in the ultraviolet areas, and the ultraviolet frequencies that are now hitting the surface of the earth or the outer part of the atmosphere are such that that they can penetrate clothing, and it'll feel like little pricks of needle on your skin. Are you feeling that with this?
Yes, I am. I am. That's why I was wondering. It feels like your skin's catching on fire almost.
Right. Well, it can go right through your clothes and do that. I've experienced it when there was a hole in the ozone layer, and it was over Perth where it was at the time.
And it seems like this sun, at times the sun looks brighter. I'm not looking at the sun, but the light itself on the earth seems brighter than normal.
It is in the whiter range. It's more ultraviolet getting through.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't want to be out in that. And you can monitor the ultraviolet rating over the United States and elsewhere, but on the internet they have a ultraviolet index daily to show what the number is. And when you get up over 14 or 15, you're advised not to be outside for more than 10 or 15 minutes without eye protection and skin protection.
Now, is this unusual? Did this happen before in history a lot, or is this kind of just coming on?
This is coming on as far as we know. When you have holes in the ozone layer, people underneath that have experienced these penetrations of ultraviolet. But what is happening now is also being caused by the weakening of our Earth's magnetic field. And we know it's going to get weak and go through a zero value and then turn around and be upside down and start gathering strength again. But we're now rapidly approaching the point of zero magnetic field influence, you know, as the North and South Pole magnetically start to flip. Now, when that happens, as it weakens, like what it's doing now, it removes the ozone layer shield, you know, the thing that protects us from cosmic radiation, ultraviolet from the sun and from deep space. And so our shields are weakening. And you won't need a hole in the ozone layer because the ozone layer is going to deplete rapidly. It's going to be very thin. I talked to people when this was happening near in the Caribbean here, probably 10 years ago, and there was an ozone layer hole over them. And the children were being taken out of school because they were getting boils on their skin. They were having diarrhea. Adults, the same thing. Disorientation. It darn near closed down this island we were talking to because of the ultraviolet effect on the human.
Wow. Wow.
So this is going to be widespread.
That is amazing. I mean, yeah, I noticed that, and I thought, well, just probably just me, because I'm getting some years on me. Maybe the sun just feels hotter, and things look different. But it really wasn't. It really is happening. Okay. Well, that answers the question then. So what does it mean that the Earth is speeding up 0.5 of a second a day? What's that going to mean? Is it going to increase in speed? What's going on with that?
Well, I'm not sure whether the Earth diameter is actually changing, enlarging, or decreasing. It in the past, it's made rapid jumps, or a jump from about 75% of its current size up to where it is now. It's a rather rapid change over a few hundred years. These variations in the rotation of the Earth will affect things on a micro, like a nuclear level, changing timing and satellites and communication, things like that. So at this point, it's not a major issue. It's a passing interest for most applications or most considerations. However, it's like a ballerina with her arms. She spins, slowly with her arms stretched out. But if she pulls her arms in, if she decreases her diameter, in other words, she will spin faster because that energy is on a, smaller radius. And so what is happening to the Earth? Are we expanding the arms? Or are we pulling them in? I don't know. There are just so many variables in that.
Well, that has to affect, though, the core of the Earth, then. I mean, and the plates of the Earth. I mean, with this, doesn't that mean it's going to make the Earth more unstable?
Well, I suppose, the degree of unstable is the question. Is it going to be minor or major?
What do you think it is now? I mean, how much is an increase in instability already over the last, say, 20, 30 years that you could say?
Well, enough so that, say, like in Florida at the airports, they've redrawn the landing magnetic strips because you'd be off if you use the old magnetic maps. You wouldn't land on the right runway. So, it's affecting things. And the Chinese astronomical records and the Egyptian ones show that the Earth, twice in the recorded history of those two, twice the planet was upside down. North was south, south was north, and then reverted back. How long did it take? Well, years, decades, whatever. But if the planet's surface has been upside down twice, that tells you that these changes can be rather intense. Now, what caused the Earth, surface to flip both times? Both times I found evidence that it wasn't so much as a natural degradation or change of the Earth's magnetic field, but it was due to a large asteroid impacting at a low angle on one, hemisphere or the other. And that caused the Earth to flip the surface of the Earth as well.
Hang on that thought. Don't lose that thought, because that's a very interesting topic. Folks, back at the break. If you want to talk to us next half hour, you can. Wow, what a powerful discussion. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobo Foods, the only strobo food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobo foods available for all the right reasons. go to themanna.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm
folks,
saying.
We're back. You're talking to Stan Deo. And I hope that you'll pay attention to what he's saying. I really do, because this man is sharing things that we, I know we're wrapped up in the world and so many things going on that we have a hard time even taking, understanding what's going on around us politically and every other way. They're not even thinking much about the earth changes. And the earth is changing. And it's all prophesied. It's nothing to be scared of. It's prophesied. We're living in prophecy right now and a lot of it. So it shouldn't be upset about it. We should appreciate the fact that our Father let us live to see these days. We're seeing things happen that they haven't seen for hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years, happening in our lifetime. We're discussing about the earth flipping from north to south pole, and it's happening right now. Bit by bit, this is changing, and also that's why they got to change the magnetic fields on the, he said, in Florida on the airline, on the airports, because it's changing that quickly. And that is, you know, Stan, that is something to consider. That the earth is changing its magnetic forces, would that not affect nature in other ways too?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like migrating birds. And like here where we are, we know that we have like chickadees in some parts of Colorado, but we've never seen them in 20 years we've been here. This year, our property here is swamped with chickadee birds. You know, we just hadn't seen them before. And then we had blue jays start coming here. Didn't see them before. The migration patterns are changed. You know, magnetic fields direct them. So, yeah, I mean, that's just a small thing. But before we went to break, we were talking about how the earth's surface, you know, could be upside down. You remember in the Bible in Joshua where you're talking about the sun is commanded to stand still over Gibeon and the moon?
Right.
Okay. Now, the sun didn't actually stand still, but the earth's rotation changed. And it's hard to explain moving my hands on audio here, but what happened was that the Earth spin around its orbit, around its axis, slowly got rotated sideways, up and down, you know, to where its normal spin is. And as it did, the sun appeared to be in the same place in the sky, even though the Earth was still turning, but it was turning in such a manner that it didn't let the sun, the visual part, you know, the sun move. So it proves, you know, that God can do things that cause these events. And the sun appears to stand still when you rotate the skin of the earth in a certain direction around a point relative like to the sun. As I say, it's hard to do without, you know, at least moving my hands and, you know, drawing pictures. But it does prove the Bible's correct there. And for that to happen, the physicists and the astronomers of modern times say basically, oh, nothing could move the earth like that, you know, because the earth is so massive, it would take, you know, a gazillion atom bombs in a certain place to move it. But that's not so. Nowadays, they have discovered that there's a thin layer underneath the very surface, the crust of the earth, a thin layer of rock all over the planet underneath that, which is soft. And when you push on the surface of the earth, the crust, with, say, like a large asteroid, it acts like ball bearings, and the skin of the earth shifts. And that doesn't take near as much energy as moving the whole mass of the planet. It's a very thin film. It's like blowing on your latte and moving the foam around. So when the Chinese and the Egyptians say that the earth's surface was upside down twice, then believe it. It did happen. And it's just like, you know, the tale there in Joshua. Anyway.
Joshua, yeah.
And that's how I found in these kind of pursuits of answering, you know, ancient questions about where the Bible says Garden of Eden was, where Greek legends say that Atlantis was, and that was where the fallen ones came down. And I was able to find all these things by putting the earth back in that state where the continents were all together and ignoring the obvious statement of the modern physicists that we're talking millions and billions of years for the earth's crust and that kind of 100 million years for them to separate to where they are now. Ignoring that and saying these things did happen in a much shorter time because the way we measure astronomical time is flawed. And, you know, so I found Eden first, the Garden of Eden. And then from there, I watched the migration pattern of Adam and Eve's children into the Saudi Peninsula and found out that at that time, Saudi Arabia was not connected to Europe or to Egypt. It was a large continent. And, you know, just by following my curiosity and the clues in the Bible and in the Greek writings, I was able to discover these things just because I was curious. And you know, a lot of things happen like that, you know, with me, with propulsion and weather and earthquakes. Because I'm curious, I dig in and have the ability the Lord gave me to put all these factors together in my brain and mash them together and make sense out of them. And then if you ask me 2 months later, some of the details, I'll say, you know, I don't remember. I was through with it. It got lost somewhere.
Well, there's so many things we learn every day that we can't retain everything, it seems like, at least not in our conscious mind. But now, we haven't seen, at least not recently, any really huge earthquakes happening around the world. We have some that were fairly good size, and it did some damage, but nothing really huge. Are we overdue for some, even in the U.S.?
Yes. USGS has probably, 2 months ago stated, maybe three, that they're expecting the quote-unquote big one, the big quake, the San Andreas, to release in the near future. And it was not like saying, well, in the next 10 to 50 years, it was in the near future. So they're worried about it. And New Zealand is worried about earthquakes there, White Island that connects all the way down to Lake Taupo. Both them and us, and also with the Yellowstone issues, we're worried about coming earthquakes. Now, where they're going to strike, I think they're going to be on the coastlines, the tectonic borders, and inland as far as Colorado. Some of those areas are going to be up for some pretty serious earthquakes because the foot that we sit on, the pedestal underneath North America, is smaller in cross-sectional area than the actual surface America is, or North America. And those areas around what's called the Craton Foot, they are experiencing some changes, stresses, that are causing the West Coast to exhibit more earthquakes and the New Madrid Fault at the top, small earthquakes. But these are indicative of some changes and stresses that are coming on not only the United States, but the whole planet. I'm seeing more in the Middle East, Mediterranean area. It's kind of like looking at a crystal ball to be exact about these things, but I can say like the Lord did when he said, you know, when is the tribulation? Well, it'll be the season of. When is the rapture? It'll be the season of. And right. So we're in the season of earthquakes, you know, in the season being they're here somewhere, and it's time to expect them everywhere.
Well, you know, back and forth in the argument of fracking. Does fracking cause the earth crust to actually fracture to cause more earthquakes? Is that possible?
Yeah, I think that what's happening is when they, of course, pump the water down in there to force the
gas,
volatiles
whatever.
Up. Yes, yeah. When they do that, they are replacing what was a gas or compressed gas with water, which is a lubricant. And that lubricant, depending on where it goes, can relieve stress in the form of an earthquake that would not have been released for some time yet. If you look at the earthquake map, since we started fracking, the earthquakes over Oklahoma have been, you know, numerous and obviously related to fracking. I wonder about the wisdom of it, too. I know it gives us energy and that kind of stuff, but, boy, it's kind of risky to start lubricating stress fault lines to get your gas and petroleum out.
That makes guess. Perfect sense. But, you know, you were talking a little while ago about the straight line winds, and I remember the first one I saw was up near where my brother lives in Randolph County, West Virginia. Went down into the woods, and it was just amazing to see this. I know you've seen people cut with a scythe or a sickle, and they cut the grass and it all falls in one direction. Just cut, you know, cut it off the bottom and it all just falls in one direction. Well, for about a distance of no more than probably 100 yards and maybe 50, 60 yards wide, every tree was pushed over in one direction. Just like you cut them with a scythe. They just dropped in one direction in a stack. Of course, they went in and took the trees out and logged them so they wouldn't go to waste. But I've never seen a wind before drop down, cover about 100 yards, 100, say 50 by 100, knock all the trees down in one direction, and then pick up. I never saw that before until that it happened. It's probably back. It's been back in the 90s. So I'm amazed at that. It's phenomenal how that wind could just whoosh up and going and do that kind of damage. And we had a derecho here in our area back in the early 2000s, knocked power off at our home here for 11 days. And it did about the same thing. It pushed the trees down in one direction, but it was much bigger than the wind that they had up in Randolph County where my brother lives. This was a big wind, shut down a lot of the state with a straight line wind. So these are new phenomena, are they not?
Well, they've been probably prevalent. We just are realizing that they're there, but maybe the frequency of them, you know, the number of them is increasing. Those are called microbursts. They can drop down out of a clear sky, not a cloud in sight, and all of a sudden this super fast wind, sheer wind comes down, and it cuts off, like we've seen pine tree forests that were cut for several miles at the root, you know, at the ground level. The trees were just cut like with a scythe, like you say, and then pushed over in one direction. But we're talking about winds of 150 to 200 miles an hour in a shear like that. Your house won't stand up to that. It'll blow it away. So we may see more of these as the solar influence on our weather increases. It's just something we'll have to keep an eye on, but that's spooky when you talk about something like that.
It is, because there's no way to know it's going to be there. All of a sudden, boom, it's there, and it's just there,
yeah,
and going. And that's why I was thinking with the sun doing its shenanigans, if it could, if that could cause that, and obviously then it can. Wow,
yeah.
That is interesting. Well, and we got a phone call lined up here. Before we go to phone call, one more quick question. What do you see happening, Stan, in the near future that perhaps people need to look out for? Do you expect something of insignificance to happen in the near future?
Are you talking geopolitically?
Earthquakes. I mean, earthquakes. Yeah, basically earthquakes or volcanoes.
Well, we could have a massive volcano eruption in the North Island, New Zealand. We could have something happen at Yellowstone, which would throw up a lot of dust in the atmosphere. And that could cause a nuclear winter. In other words, blocking out, you know, full sunlight for a year or two. And a year or two of greatly reduced sunlight will cause crop failure and, of course, food shortages in extreme. That is a possibility of what's happening on the sun. But we also have the possibility of an EMP from the sun, which would knock out all of our electronics, you know, our power grid, everything. We wouldn't have electricity for years, if ever again, on a, you know, on a grid basis. With solar EMPs, they last longer than, you know, EMP bombs, because we're talking hours, and it will cause fires widespread all through the country, all through other countries as well that are impacted by a large solar coronal mass ejection, because that can go on for hours, as I say. The other threat, which is clear and present danger, is over nuclear war with China. Now, China is already, you know, rattling its sabers, you know, its military, it's threatened United Kingdom, you better get your fleet out of here. And the Chinese have warned their military to be ready for war at any second as British aircraft carrier prepares to sail the South China Sea. Now, we've got stuff over there in the area already. But, you know, Blind Freddy can see that China and Russia really are irritated with the United States. And Iran is, too. So we can see where Iran would even join, you know, Russia, China, in attacking the United States. One EMP bomb, one little bomb, 220 to 250 miles above the United States, say, or Kansas, would put us back into, well, probably put us back into the 1700s as far as, you know, energy
technology.
Technology.
Yeah,
that'll kill us. That'll kill us. We're so technology dependent. We're dead. The country's gone with that.
Oh, you're right. They wouldn't have fire shot otherwise.
No. And the buildings would still be here. Well, those have been burned down in the shorting. But, you know, even the Hopi Indians have said that China and Russia and one Middle Eastern country, and they didn't say Iran, but I'm saying that, would invade the United States' own land. And a number of Christian prophets have said the same thing, like Demetrius.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Dumas had the same thing he did. We go to civil war, then invade. And of course, we know that China and Russia both have bases in South America now. So they're right on our doorstep, no doubt about it. Let's take a phone call from Texas. Let's talk to Matt from Texas. Matt, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Mitch.
Hello, Matt.
Hey. Hello. I wanted to talk to your guest about chemtrails. Is he familiar with chemtrails and what? Why are they spraying this? Today,
I'm sure he is.
I live between Dallas and Fort Worth, and they're heavily spraying us today. And I even, they were doing crisscross patterns, circle patterns, and I just wanted to see what your guests thought about that.
Okay. Comments on that, Stan?
Yeah, Matt, that's a very good question and a very good observation, because normally the counter argument to chemtrails being something nefarious has been that, oh, they're just normal flights of civilian aircraft going to and from cities. But how many aircraft do you see making a crisscross pattern over Dallas-Fort Worth area and then circle patterns? I mean, you know, what, all the planes circling around the base to land? I was watching the other day. We have here in Colorado, we have chemtrails and contrails, the normal one. I've seen contrails from the time I was a child. Contrails don't stretch out like that. Contrails don't turn into clouds that cover the area where the wind is blowing.
They dissipate.
So Bill Gates has been calling for funding to make chemtrails to reduce the heat of the sun. Now, there is another clue. They're saying that we need to be protected from the heat of the sun. Why? Why do we need to protect us? All these things are being done under the wires that were, under scrutiny, not under scrutiny, but not being told to the public why they're being done. They're real. I mean, I watched chemtrails and contrails occurring at the same time over my house last week. You know.
Oh, yes.
So it's a good observation you've made. I think that's cool. That helps me. I'll use that argument about they're not circling a city, and they're not gridding across the city at the same time. I mean, aircraft, civilian aircraft, just don't do that.
That's right. Matt, anything else?
Yeah, I've got pictures of them doing stars up there. I call them pentagrams. It's happening. Yeah.
Really?
Yes, sir. I've got stars and pentagrams. I took a picture of the circle today. It's just crazy. And it's going to rain in the morning. So I think it has something to do with the rain and stuff. So, because in the morning, all this stuff's going to be in the ground and stuff, you know. So I don't know what's going on. But,
well, there's a lot of stuff going on with that. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you for the call, Matt. Appreciate
thank
it.
You,
and, folks, there's a lot of things in those chemtrails, barium and aluminum and things that are affecting us in a lot of different ways that are not good. Let's go next to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor. Another good show. Another excellent
thank
show.
Thank you.
Will you be sure to give this gentleman's email? Or not email, but website?
Stan, give a website while you're thinking of. Go ahead and do that. What's your website?
Okay, the website is standeo.com. That's standeo.com. And if you go down to the bottom of the homepage, you'll see that my email is down at the bottom.
There you go, Jan.
And I want to ask him, there is a report out there that we had a double filament eruption, and they're afraid that is going to hit the earth, one boom, boom, and that all of the electronics will be shut off from that. Is that possible?
Janet,
and have you
it is
heard
possible.
Anything about that?
It is possible to affect our electronics and to give us what's called a CME, a coronal mass ejection, which is like a giant EMP pulse, an electromagnetic pulse. This one is, these two filaments are aimed more toward, passing the majority of it underneath the earth. But the day is coming when we'll see one of them face us direct, and that'll be like what happened in 1859, which just virtually destroyed telegraph lines and started fires.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on those things, and I put a link to those sites that monitor that on my show images page, which branches off of our main webpage at standeo.com, and you look for show images the word show images on my homepage up at the top, and I always put a link to my thing that I update every week on things like this. Keep an eye on the sun. I really think we're going to see some serious effects from that. From these two filaments, I don't expect it to be shorting out, you know, our electronics and stuff this time. They're not aimed in the right direction, not strong enough, but times are changing, so keep an eye on that.
Okay.
Rapidly. And I want to ask everyone to remember to keep our fellow Christians in prayer. They're in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. We don't know. In fact, they may already be there today. What will happen. We don't know what will happen. We know what's coming, but we don't know what will happen tomorrow. But we need to keep them in our prayers for sure.
All right.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Pastor.
Jan. You're welcome. Thank you, Jan. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Pastor Butch, Dr. Stan. I want to ask, I got a news article that Antarctica has 50,000 earthquakes in the last 3 months. And you think that might have anything to do with the hollow earth and the bottomless pit being open? Get your opinion on that.
Wow. Interesting question. In my opinion, you know, my hypothesis, the polar regions of the planet, North and South Pole, do thin periodically and allow heat to escape from the inside of the Earth, you know, through the mantle and up through the crust. In fact, I'm wondering sometime if the legendary reports about Admiral Byrd actually flying into the pole and seeing that it was warm and trees were growing there and then coming back out. I wonder if that's not true. But it's not common. It's infrequent at this point. To see the report of the earthquakes happening up there, it is strange because although there are kind of tectonic plate borders in the area, I think that it's strange to see that many, and it's indicative of something bigger coming, I think.
Okay, Bruce, anything else? There's a lot of world... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
There's a lot of world leaders that go to Antarctica, like John Kerry and the leader of the Orthodox Church. And just wonder why they're going down there. There's nothing but seals and penguins down there. Do you have any input on that?
I've wondered about it, too. I know that it's warming underneath from volcanic activity on, I forget which side how to relate it, but we're seeing more volcanic activity down there, which would melt ice quicker. It's doing that. And some of the land-based you know, glaciers are slipping off and into the ocean to change ocean levels. Is it man-made, or is it or alien-made, or is it a natural shift in the way the Earth, you know, the temperatures of the Earth are? I know that the colder places on the planet are where the electric field, the DC electric field of the Earth, you know, exits and enters, as the case may be. Because direct current does take temperature with it. We're looking at that ourselves, wondering whether it's a sign that we're going to see the ice cover of Antarctica just disappear. I mean, 200 or 300 years ago, there were maps drawn that showed Antarctica without snow on it. So this is a relatively recent or frequent thing.
Okay. Good questions. Very good question, Bruce. Thanks for the call. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, let's go next to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yeah.
Now, okay, let's do about a hollow earth. I think it's real. And there was this guy, Olaf Hansen. It would be 1890-something. Him and his father went down inside the earth accidentally. But he backed out, and he lost his father. But it's on YouTube. You have to find it. But it's there.
Well, I know that I watched more than one documentary of Byrd in the pole and actually going in, and I don't get into all this, but I do believe that I do believe that demons have a base under Earth. I really do, as they do in the heavens. I do believe that. I think it's for real, and I believe that there are actually things going on in the Earth that we don't know about. That's my opinion.
See, that's where I think Eden's at right now, still, along with Atlantis. To be honest about it.
Well, you just never know.
It's just a bunch of farcical fables made up by these other people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
as for these earthquakes, and was missing with the sun. Now then, what if they've got a harp device that can't do that? Miss with the sun. Alter the frequency.
Well, we know they have the harp that can do a lot of things. Weather. Stan, any comments on that?
No, not really. I've said what I had to say on the internet about Atlantis and Eden and the Garden of Eden. As far as harp reaching out to affect the sun, I think that that's it's too weak to actually affect the sun.
Wrong. It can. It's for our American hunter, where those trees are all knocked down there in Russia. Well, that damn same day, Nikola Tesla was missing with his machine there in Colorado somewhere. And it caused that to happen. Now, that's thousands of miles away. They said some type of, came out of the sky? No, came from inside the earth, outward. That's how harp works.
Okay, Mick.
You know,
I got to jump
out
of time.
Let me just add this.
Yeah, go ahead.
My grandfather was a teenager when the Tunguska event happened. And he was at night outside next to the church, and he and his fellows were throwing rocks on the church roof to annoy the pastor. And there was a meeting there, and they heard this sound. He said, like a cow moaning, ooh, like that.
Yeah.
And they looked up, and they saw the object that went over Tunguska and exploded. So it was an object that came in from the sky. So I'll just add that to the data.
All right, Mick, good call. We're down to the last minute, so good call, Mick. Thank you. And Stan, we're all down about a minute or so left. What do you want to tell the people in closing? If you want to, if you give them, going to give them some advice to look for and what they need to do, what would you tell them?
Wow. Well, if you've been holding back, holding off doing any preparation of extra food and water and stuff like that, don't do it any longer. Get your supplies that you need in to endure so you don't have to go into town as much as you did in the past. Because we're going to see massive famine and a shortage of meat. Prices are going to go through the roof for meat and certain things like corn and rice and things like that. We're going to see food shortages, and you need food and water to survive. So look for food and look for bottled water.
All right. Stan, thank you so much, my friend. I'll be in touch, okay?
All righty.
All right. Love you, much, brother. Have a good night. Folks, we love you. See you tomorrow night. You see you now tomorrow night. Discussing what will be going on in Washington tomorrow. So it'll be our discussion tomorrow night with Open Lines. See you there. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.